WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 7th of Dhul Qadah, 1445, and in other countries of the world, the 8th of Dhul Qadah, that is corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 16th of May, 2024. Today our topic is on Qurbani. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa nazahid. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, our first question is, what is the definition of Qurbani? And in terms of fiqh, what is the correct terminology?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When we study about Qurbani, first and foremost we will find that this word is mentioned in the Noble Quran, and you will find the subut and proof for it in various verses of the Noble Quran. And what we should do is that we should go to that first, and then the history of it and so forth and so on. So that will make things very, very clear for us, insha'Allahul Aziz. So when did Qurbani start? That's the first question that we should ask ourselves. So Qurbani started, remember, in the time of, you must remember, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam already. So where's the proof for that? It is started in the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam already. So Qurban. So what will be the meaning of Qurban? Qurban will mean to do an action that will draw us nearer, closer to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So that's the first thing we should understand. Now Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and his wife Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha was sent here to this world after he made a mistake. And remember, it was not a sin. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are protected from sins and vices. So it was a mistake, yet he forgot. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمَى. Then Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, he forgot, and we didn't find that he made any intention or that to commit that mistake. So remember, it was a mistake, and Almighty Allah forgave him. So now when he came to this world, now yet there are two things very interesting, and especially for us in this day and this age. So remember that. So that in this day and this age is of paramount importance that we should know these things here. You see that Allah Jalla wa'ala created this universe. So the jinnats were in Jannah, the malaika were there, Iblis was there, all in paradise. And then Allah Ta'ala gave Iblis so much knowledge. So he was called Muallimul Malaika, Ta'usul Malaika, all that. But then when Allah created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the jealousy overtook him. So the first crime in Jannah was jealousy. And jealousy led to pride. And then Allah speaks of this Aba. He defied the command of Allah. Why he defied the command of Allah? Jealousy. Was takbara, and then the pride. And then he was expelled, he refused to make sajda and so forth. In this world, when Nabi Adam alayhi salam came and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha came, so according to majority scholars, this incident took place at Jabal Qasiyun. So we went there, alhamdulillah. You just go outside Damascus, a big mountain there. So this is where they say, Mufassirin and Mimu'arikhin, and they say it happened there. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam's two sons, you know, Adam and Eve, Cain, Abel and Cain, Cain and Abel. So Habil and Qabil. So remember in Arabic, Qabil, Qatil. So Qaf, Qaf. That's easy way of remembering it. So Allah Ta'ala accepted Habil's Qurbani and Qabil's was rejected. Now see the story enshrined in the noble Quran. This is the history. Chapter number 5, Surah Ma'idah and verses. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions the incident of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala mentions the story of this thing, the Habil and Qabil. So say I read for you just one, two verses. Chapter number 5 and verse number 27. Watlu alayhim naba'a bani Adam bilhaq. And you recite for them the story, important story of the two sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salam truthfully. So whatever is in the Quran is 100% the truth. Is qarraba, both of them made qurbani, qurbanan. Fatuqubbila min ahadima walam yudaqabbal min al-akhar. It was accepted from one of them and not accepted from the other. So in that case there, remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala so made it such that what had happened was that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accepted it from Habil and rejected it from Qabil. So he said, now based on jealousy. So the first crime committed, remember there, and you must remember where in Jannah was jealousy. Yea, in this world also jealousy. And then he murdered him and that. So you see the whole story is mentioned in Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verses 27 right up to 31. You will find a whole page is that. So this is how Qurbani started. You see? So there's the Tarikhul Qurbani. And then what used to happen in those old days, good old days, بِقُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ. So you must remember that. So بِقُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ. So Almighty Allah would send fire down. You must remember that. So that the fire would come down and then they would know that their qurbani is accepted. So that is how Allah Ta'ala speaks of it in the noble Quran. بِقُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ. So which means that when the qurbani came, so that is that the qurbani came, so it means from the heavens, so then, so for him, for that person there who made qurbani, they couldn't partake of it and so forth, but it meant now your qurbani is accepted and so forth. And this is also enshrined in the noble Quran, Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 183. Allah nu'mina li rasulin hatta ya'tiyana bi qurbanin ta'kuluhu an-nar. You see? So today, me and you, we can eat, we can store it, we can give other people, all that you must remember. So that is the barakah and wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we allowed to do that. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith, kulu, you eat it yourself, wa at'imu, and you feed others. And what should you do? So you should go and do that, that you must go and give the people, you must remember. So you must give the people to feed, you feed the other people, and what the khiru, and you store it. So these are the laws of Islam nowadays. I can eat the qurbani meat, I can store it, make biltong, keep it for 6 months, 1 year. Or I can feed people. That's a different discussion now. Hanafi say you can give the qurbani meat, the aqiqah meat to Muslim, non-Muslim. And the Shafi's and them say, no, it must be Muslim. Now that's a separate discussion. But the fact remains, we can partake of it. And in those days, you couldn't partake of it. So that is the historical background and so forth. So if you want to know the verses regarding Qurbani and so forth in the Quran, so you go, you must remember to chapter 2-3 verses come to mind. So remember that the first one will be which every Muslim is supposed to know, Surah 108. And that is, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Surah 108, and that is, you must remember, that about فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. About Qurbani, you read your Eid al-Adha Salat, and then you go and sacrifice. Therefore, you must read Salat first, and thereafter only you make your Qurbani and so forth. So that is chapter 108 and verse 3, okay? So now here there's a wonderful lesson for all of us to learn. And this Eid al-Adha, so now it's already 1 month only left for Hajj. Today by us is the 7th of Zulqa'dah. And then Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Aqsa Mubarak is already 8th. On the 8th of Zulhijjah, you must remember the Hajis from Makkah, Azizia, all will be going, all meaning majority will be going to Mina. So it's exactly just 1 month left for the Hajj, mashallah, and the Hujjaj will be proceeding, you must remember, then to Mina. And there's different thing, majority go, but a lot of people, thousands don't go also. And they just stay there in Makkah, they go straight to, you must remember, to Arafat from Makkah or Azizia and so forth, because of space, and everybody got some excuse. Now we're discussing the second verse related to Qurbani. So see, this is beautiful to understand it. You know, when you understand Quran Sharif, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, and verse 37, Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the animals. لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Is not the flesh of the animals, nor is it the blood of the animals. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is the taqwa, that your intention, what is in your heart. Now big, big camels, big, big cows and all that. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala subjugated and made it subservient for your benefit. لَكُمْ, for your benefit. So what must you do, O Muslim? لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You must make takbir. Therefore, hadith in Tabarani, زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. Therefore, on each day, the takbir goes for long. It starts on the 9th of Zulhijjah, on the day of Arafat, and after Fajr, and ends on the 13th, the last day of Tashriq. So for 23 for Salat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alham. So now we are praising Allah, glorifying Allah. Why? He gave us priority number one. And wa la'allakum, they see there, ala ma hadakum wa bashiril muhsineen. And yea, Allah Ta'ala says, glad tidings to those who fulfill their duty with beauty. See the rapt, the link, connection between the sentences. Yea, in Eid al-Adha, Allah states, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Glad tidings to those. So there must be no stunning of the animals. So there must be no, remember all these things here. Today the Muslim has become a proper capitalist, secularist, democrat in most cases. The aim is just to make a maximum amount of money in minimum time. You see? So that's why Allah say, and put this with the hadith, in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. So when you slaughter, you must slaughter with ihsan. They want to come tell us now in this day and this age, this haramis, this white hegemony, about human rights and animals' rights and environmental rights, all that Islam taught us 1400 years ago. Now I want you just to draw a comparison and you understand, a cross reference as you call. So let's go, yes, Eid al-Adha, chapter number 22, Surah Hajj, verse 37. Let's go to Eid al-Fitr and see. And yeah, everybody agrees, all four schools. Takbir must be read loudly. So this Eid, we all must read loudly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Now we're taking you to Ramadan and then to Eid al-Fitr. So what did Almighty Allah say? وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. You must complete the period. And thereafter, that night of Eid, the day of Eid, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Thereafter, then you must glorify Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَىٰ, because He gave you Hidayat. See, yeah? Chapter 2 and verse 185. See the same words. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. يَا لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Before both Eids, Allah is telling you, make takbir, then go read your Eid Salat. Their Eid al-Fitr is what? وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So we go out. Where was I? Kumatiput. So we went out, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, in the Eidgah, to read Salatul Eid, Salatul Eid al-Fitr, Salatul Shukr, to thank Allah Jalla Wala. Yeah, we are going to read Salatul Eid, Salatul Eid al-Adha. So there. And what is it? Salatul Ihsan. Meaning, Ihsan I'm just using for this. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You see? That we're showing the world that what it is to do Ihsan. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good to Allah's creation because Allah did good to you. You see, that is Islam. We must understand these things there. Therefore, when you study the life of the Akabir and the Awliyaullah, tahajjud time is to cry and beg Allah. Allahumma ahsin ila kulli man ahsana alayna. You see, we can't take the names of everybody. We'll take the names of some. But to make a comprehensive dua, Ya Allah, you reward, you do good for all those people. Allahumma ahsin ila kulli man ahsana alayna. For everyone who do good for us, Ya Allah, you reward them abundantly and so forth. And then one last verse, and then we will just digress for a minute. So remember, Quran Kareem states, Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbi. بالعالمين. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my salat, my first salat 5 times, my Eid salat all, wa nusuki, my qurbani and my hajj and whatever, wa mahyaya wa mamati, my life, my death, lillahi rabbil alameen. Everything is for Allah jalla wa la, la sharika la, absolutely no partner, no associate. Chapter number 6, verse number 162-163. Okay, so that is what we should know basically of qurbani. Okay, I'm digressing for 5-6 minutes now, maybe 10 minutes or so. So yeah, we have many, many people calling in, okay, regarding the decoders, how to retune it, how to reset it, and that those of you in Durban area and surrounding, if you can go to our Durban studios, so there, or just phone my brother, Dawood Mondley. So the African brother, mashallah, he knows very well how to do this. He's free of charge. He won't charge you anything. So 063-403-2743. So remember, if you can't get hold of him, just send him a WhatsApp, put your name, or just say that Abdullah, Amatullah, whatever you know, and just put the area you are in. We must know the area, because from Monday onwards, he will come with the Markaz Sahaba van and a driver, 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Monday morning, we're starting there in Ispingo Beach, inshallah. So then he will come there. We're just working out all the logistics. So every day he will do a different area and tune up your people's decoders and radios and so forth. So Dawood Monley in our Durban studio, phone him, send a WhatsApp to him, 063-403-2743. Okay. And yeah, if you are in Johannesburg area and surrounding, then you contact our brother Junaid Khan. Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, call him whatever you want to. So to get all of Junaid, also another story, but anyway, just write these numbers down, and I give you 2 cell numbers, and if you can't get all of him, just send a WhatsApp to him. 084-304-0795. 084-304-0795. So 084-304-0795. Inshallah, my brother Suleiman will put it on our website. So you can go and put it on the website, all these numbers here. So all these numbers are there on the website of Markaz Sahaba, and second number of Junaid Khan, and that is 081-378-8477. 081-378-3788-477. One more time, 081-378-4777. And if you want, and if you can't get through to them, just contact Suleiman. Maybe he will be able to help you. So that regarding how to reset and all that, well, he will tell you what their numbers are. So or if he wants to get your daughter wants to get married to Suleiman, then Suleiman's number is 062-380-1930. So before we finish with the program, we will repeat all that again. Then I forgot that we started with Qurbani. Anyway, nothing serious. Yesterday was a great, great day for our Mujahideen, MashaAllah. There you must remember in Gaza al-Mubarakah. And there, MashaAllah, how Allah Ta'ala humiliated, disgraced the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and Hitler's children and the Americans and their allies and all the Arab countries as well, and how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is defeating them and humiliating them despite all the odds stacked in favor of the enemy. I'm just reading for you, right? So I'm just reading for you all the news that we've received, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward our brothers, our sisters, all of them. So yeah, I'm reading for you now. Just see what they say. I'm just reading the short one. I sent all this out already. Okay. So first one, I sent out on X, Twitter, and on Telegram and all. So David Ben-Gurion, that was the first prime minister of Israel, the Harami war criminal, we must do everything to ensure they, the Palestinians, never do return. So the right of return they must not have. The Jutlas can have that. The old will die and the young will forget. That's what he, the Harami, war criminal, roasting, toasted in hell. What we say, the old may have died, but the young never forget. And see what our young Mujahideen are doing. Listen now. Hebrew sources, the Benjamin Settlement Council announces the killing of the son of the settlement leader, an army officer, during the battles in Gaza Strip, May 16th. So that's today, this morning, he was dispatched straight to hell. Now this one here, listen to this, all of you Muslims and people of justice and conscience. The past 96 hours have been hell on earth for Zionist terrorist forces in Gaza, specifically Jabalia and Rafah. So Jabalia is a mountainous area. And Zionist sources confirm over 20 Zionist terrorists killed and over 100 injured. Subhanallah. Over 40 tanks and military vehicles have been destroyed. All this with the further grace of Allah. Multiple buildings have been detonated while Zionist terrorists were camping inside them. That's the last camp they will experience. The fighting capacity and ferocity of resistance fighters is described by military analysts as the same power as the first days of the war. So this is what you call Quwwat-e-Ruhani. This is what you call Imani-Quwwat and so forth and so on. Al-Qassam kills 12 occupation soldiers as army retreats from Zaytun. See, this is from their side, from them, you understood, from the Harami side. See what he says. Okay, let me read this one to you. This is from Al Jazeera. A disastrous day for the Israeli army in Gaza, many dead and injured. A bomb-laden building was blown up with Israeli soldiers in Jabalia, northeast of Gaza, killing and wounding a number of them, Jazeera reported. Helicopters are flying near Soroka Hospital and Beer Shiva. Israelis getting wounded and killed Israeli soldiers from Gaza. That was yesterday's news. Okay, I want that. Now this one here. Yeah. This morning I heard on BBC that the settlers terror, settler hordes attacked the wrong truck in Givat Asaf. 5 Jutlas died in that. You see, the Ba'asuhum Bainahum Shadid. The Haramis killed one another. Settlers attacked 2 trucks they thought contained aid to Gaza. The driver was hit in the head by a stone and transferred to a hospital in Ramallah. Very good. We have no sympathy for these Haramis. Let them frack one another and die and all that. What the hell? We got to worry about them. So Beilinson Hospital in Tel Aviv announced the death of a contractor working for the IOF, the Israeli occupation force, as a result of the resistance fire in Karim Shalom, based near Gaza. There's one I want to read for you. This guy here is a Pakka Harami and he has it here. Listen to this one here. This guy, if he can help it, he and Ben-Gvir and them, they'll tell you must take a sword or a knife or gun and shoot all the Palestinians. So who's this guy? The former defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman. So let's just call him Lieberman. Pakka Harami, Pakka war criminal. Previous or former defense minister. The Netanyahu government has no vision and no plans how to manage operations. Hamas and Sinwar. Who's Sinwar? Yahya Sinwar, who spent 22 years in jail and he learned the Hebrew language. Today he has the best tunnels in the world. Not one American, not one European, not one Jutla Harami, not one Arab, Saudi Arabia, Emirates with all the money they got and oil with the donkeys got no brains. So the Netanyahu government has no vision, no plan on how to manage the operations. Hamas and Sinwar, Yahya Sinwar, are managing the war from the tunnels better than Netanyahu. This is their former minister, you know, defense minister. So what that speaks? Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. News like this, we must put everywhere on every website, we Muslims. We must flood the market. So therefore, we spend hours and hours on this, so that this ummah must not go in a negativity. We must remain positive. Wa antumul a'loon in kuntum mu'mineen. Allah has given these people what iman. Allah has given them what firasat, what basirat, that they are taking on the most powerful armies of the world, America, Britain, and Israel, France, Germany, and this Arab tinpot dictators, murtads, haramis. This morning I announced the Saudi government, MBS, is a pakka kafir government, and I made dua against them. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Now, yesterday's Arab news, I read it myself. They said that you must have COVID-19 vaccine for Hajj. This is the Arab news. So what you trying to do? So because you cut the deal with Bill Gates, a small Dajjal and so forth, now you want to use the Muslims, Hujjaj and pilgrims as guinea pigs and so forth. That is what it means. So you must remember that. So therefore, we must make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant the Saudi regime hidayat. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala decimate, destroy them as well. We should be very clear on this issue. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any government. I tell you something which I read today which brought tears to me. I went to his house. But mashaAllah, hukan wa ma'alam yasha'alam yakun. I spent a lot of money also. But we're not bothered about that. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish, the sage of the age, the waliullah of our time. So from Cairo, I went there to his house. He's outside. And when that chap taxi guy told me, you're taking a big chance, I said, tell them to go to hell. We're not interested in them. He said his house is under surveillance. When I reached there, Appa, his wife, stood there. She was in Parda, and I stood one side. She said, Sheikh Zahaba ila al-Matba. He's gone there to the printing press. So I asked, okay, then when will he come back? He said, no, maybe Sa'atain, Salatha, Sa'at, long. Now, I never had that time now to wait so long. So, dil mein abhi tak qalak hai, you see. So, you must remember that in my heart, I still have that afsos, that how come, you know. But Allah knows best, we made the effort and so forth. So, today one youngster sent us a clip, you understand. Wafa to Sheikh Kish, a abkat malayin. How Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish, even the street's name where he live, is called Shari Abdul Hamid Kish. He went to jail and lot of things. There's Egyptians, you know, Egyptians there. The rulers, Pakka Murtas, they are also, majority of them. So anyway, you must remember how many times they put him in jail and so forth. So he said that few days prior to his demise, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish, he sees a dream. And what he sees in a dream, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming to give him ghusl. Subhanallah. Lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. Fa awliyaullah, Quran says that. In the dream he sees, after a few days, he's buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, in that area there. Meaning in Baqi or wherever. He passed away in Cairo, he's buried there. But Allah Ta'ala takes anybody anywhere also, even after death. See Bisharat Bushra. Then you must remember that is Yawmul Jumu'ah. Now it's breakfast time. So these youngsters, Khadims, tell him that eat this. He's blind. So he's makfuful basar, as they say, a'ma. So he says, no, I won't eat this. He says, give me that one. But he can't see. So he gave him that. They start eating. From the one, another one came. We eat 5 eggs. Subhanallah. So how Sheikh can eat like that? We say, now this is sign of Allah Ta'ala is happy with me. because now I know it's my last moments, you see. In that, one person phoned him. He had some rows, ructions with his husband, wife problems. So he told him, give out sadaqah. So he told him, no, Sheikh, today is Jummah, I will meet you after Jummah. Sheikh said, after Jummah, I won't be here, I'm going for safari, taweel, taweel, I'm going for a very long journey. See, Bushra, you already got signs. It's Friday. And then that he went there, they went there to the fridge, whatever. They knew there wasn't proper milk there or something, but they saw laban or halib, whatever written, so they brought. So then they told Sheikh, they said, no. Then he said, okay, I want to read Salat. He's to make this dua, and then he passes away on Friday, and in sujood he passes away, you see. And then he, so they thought Sheikh fell down or something, you know. When they shook him, they realized, ay tuwufiya, ay intaqala ila rahmatillah. See how Allah Ta'ala gave him death, waliyullah, sage of the age, Friday, and what were signs and all these type of things. So these are the lessons, inspiration we must draw, where sometimes we got in our head, buzruks are only in India, Pakistan, you know. I don't know from where we get these ideas, you know. So there are great, great awliyaullah in the Arab world also. You must remember these type of things. So one is Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish, without shadow of doubt, you must remember that. And if you listen to his lectures till now, subhanallah. So I hope somebody could translate all these lectures, you know. That how, and he would take the names of the rulers and tell them, today you're laughing, tomorrow you'll be straight in hell. He used to take their names and say like that. So anyway, so all that also, I was really inspired by that. So this, and I told you about that. Okay, let's carry on, you understand. Okay, we take a break now, and inshallah we'll come back and we continue with the masail and the issues regarding Qurbani.
Inshallah, we'll meet our listeners after the break.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return to this program. The topic is on Qurbani. Mufti Sahab, what are the virtues of Qurbani?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So remember, the virtues of Qurbani are mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and in Mustada Ahmad. And therein it is mentioned, the Sahaba asked, Ma hadhil adahi ya Rasulullah? What are the virtues of Udhiyah? Udhiyah is a proper term for Qurbani. Why Udhiyah, if somebody asks you? So you say, Udhiyah comes from the word Duha. So when you make Qurbani, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, normally after each Salat. So therefore, Udhiyah. So then Nabi alayhi salam said, first thing, Hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnah of your spiritual father, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So meaning it is his way, his path, his system. Quran says, Fattabi'u millata Ibrahim hanifa. Follow the system, the culture. So Sharia, we follow of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The culture, we follow of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Then Sahaba were the most intelligent people. They asked, وَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What else will we get? So Nabi alayhi salam said, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. For every hair on the animal, you'll get a hasana, a reward. So remember, so that alone should motivate us. Now we come to the fiqh part of it. So what is the verdict regarding Qurbani? You see, Udhiyah. So it's already 1 month left now, plus minus. So a few days this way, that way. So we should be preparing from now, to who are we going to entrust our Qurbani. So me, I will tell you two things, you see. So you will find that you must give your Qurbani to the Majlisul Ulama. We will send it out now also, the Qurbani of Majlis. So the pamphlet, we send it out once before. Now also we will send it out, inshallah. So on all the groups and all that, on Telegram and what have you. So in that way, you can just, now there, Hazrat Mohana Desai Sahib, they in PE of Majlis, they don't slaughter goat, sheep and all that, they do the cows, because they're Bangladesh and all that, you know. So I think, what is this, 715 rand or something like that. So Chee. Per share it isn't?
Chee.
Yeah. So 715 rand, so that is very good, you can do that, you see, and is reliable also, inshallah. A second number I can give you for your qurbani, this is now. For your qurbani is here in the deer. I do mine there. You understand? One for me, one for my wife, like that. So yeah, Maulana Farhan Patel. You ask him the price and all that. I don't know all that. If it suits your pocket, you do it with him. But very good. I've been there. I saw how they do it, everything. One Eid, I had to go lecture there and so forth. So I said, let me go see the whole operation. Maulana Zaid was worth also, mashallah. So Maulana Farhan Patel, 074-820-8104. For Qurbani purposes, this is Maulana Farhan Patel, ye in the deer by the Darulum, Little Jalalabad. So, you know, Jalalabad Sahir, 074-820-8104. So that's excellent. Remember that. So I do mind there also. We don't have no problems. Everything done properly according to Sharia and everything excellent. MashaAllah, reward them. They might charge you a little bit extra, but you know, is you doing your duty with beauty and so forth and so on. So that is what we should worry about. Not only halal, we should worry about halalan tayyiba. So that should be our real concern and so forth and so on. And so the Hanafis say that is wajib. So it's wajib upon me, wajib upon my wife. Take Mona Zahid. You understand? Now I don't know all, I'm just giving example. Take him, take Suleiman, whatever. So Mona Zahid, it will be compulsory, it's Hanafi school, right? It's compulsory upon him, it will be compulsory upon his wife. Now he's got four daughters. Let's say one daughter is Baligha, understood? And the other three are not Baligh. So those who are not Baligh, you don't have to worry about them. So upon children, minors, everybody say there's no Qurbani for them. You see that? Upon people who are sane, who are mature, muqeem, you're not a musafir, and that, and like that. So then Hanafi say it's wajib, it's compulsory. Okay? So now how are you going to determine? So remember that the nisab, we just take round amount 10,000 rand. So 10,000 rand don't mean like zakat, that way you take your money or your malu tijara, your goods, you know, you bought stuff and stock for trade, or for example, gold, silver. If for qurbani purposes, you don't take the 1 year business. Those days of qurbani, the 10th of Zulhijjah, 11th of Zulhijjah, 12th of Zulhijjah, so those 3 days are the criteria. You must take everything of yours that extra. My clothing that are extra, my shoes that are extra, my houses that are extra, my cars that are extra, cell phones that are extra, my books that are extra, whatever is extra, besides your gold, besides your silver, besides your cash, besides your stock in trade, and you put everything together, is 10,000 rand or more, then you have to make qurbani. You see? So that is how it works according to Hanafis. And it's wajib. Compulsory. Dalil, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it compulsory. That what we should do, that you read the Eidul Adha Salat and Wanhar, and you must slaughter and so forth. And the hadith in Ibn Majah, مَنْ وَجَدَ سَعَةً, a person who has the means, وَلَمْ يُضَحِي, and he didn't make the qurbani, فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ مُسْوَلَّانَا, he mustn't even come near the Eid Salat, you see. So this is wa'id, is warning, and so. It don't mean you mustn't eat salat, it's a warning that. So, and it's sahih hadith in there. So majority Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, they say, there's a lot of flexibility. So they say it's farz kifaya, sunnat muakkada al-kifaya. To sum it up, if few people do it, remember, then everybody doesn't have to do it. In Cape Town, 100,000 Muslims. If 1,000 Muslims do it, so the rest are absolved of it, you see. So it works like that, you must remember. So that is how, just simple example I'm giving. Next issue, yeah, is very important also, because the Hujjaj are leaving daily. They're going for Hajj and that now. They go to Medina. Even today, one brother contacted me from Medina, mashallah. and then they will go next week and so forth to Makkah and whatever, depending which package you took. So when you go for Hajj and you are following the Hanafi school, so remember your Udhiyah, your Bakri Eid Qurbani, your annual Qurbani, you still have to do. And your Eid, your Hajj Qurbani, so that is part of your package, the Hadi, the Dame Shukr. So that you will do in Mina, Makkah. And Mina is best, but you do in Makkah also is fine. So it's part of the Haram. But remember, the Bakri Eid Qurbani, Eidul Adha Qurbani, that you can do in any part of the world. You see that, South Africa, Malawi, India, Bangladesh, wherever you want to, you can do that. But Shafi'is, Maliki's, Ambali say no. Once you go for Hajj, you only should be worried about your Hajj animal, the Hadi, and you don't have to worry about, you must remember, the annual Qurbani, the Udhiyah, and so. You see that? So these are issues that are relevant and important and so forth and so on. So we should know all these type of things as well.
Mufti Sahib, what should be the age of the animals for Qurbani?
Yeah, remember that as far as a camel and that goes, so it should be 5 years and above. Now, how will you know? That's an interesting question. And always when this story comes, then I go to my first Hajj, you know. So from Karachi, 74, I went for Ramadan. So my whole 6 weeks, alhamdulillah, my parents came. 75, then it was Hajj time, so I counted the money, I had enough, so I told my parents I'm going. So parents, you know, parents, first thing they'll ask, you got money? I said, no, I got money, inshallah. Allah will take us. So we went with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. So, and then 76, I came home, then again I made Umrah. So first was Ramadan, then was Hajj, and then was just normal Umrah. You see, in Sha'ban or something like that. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, everything. Hada min fadli Rabbi. I told you all this story. You heard this story, no, Maulana, or you never heard it. So when we went for Hajj those days, there wasn't all these gadgets there. That time you had to go right there to Mina, to the Mazbah. You understand? So you go there and you slaughter yourself or they slaughter for you and so forth. They come there with the camel, with the cows, with the goat, sheep, those Bedouins, and then you make a price and all that. So a little bit Arabic by that time we learned, you know. So that in Urdu a little bit we learned. So this Pakistani guy, he bought that camel from the Arab brother. So I think 1,000, 2,000 riyals, whatever, I can't remember exactly. So that Arab brother gave him the camel. So now the Pakistani is holding the camel and that guy took the money. So the Pakistani, now he doesn't know Arabic, he tells him, Zabah, like, you know. So yeah, I'll make Zabah, give another 50 riyals. So now they all in Ihram. So that Pakistani brother starts swearing him in Urdu. Then he realizes that he starts swearing him in Arabic, you see. And they're going, and I'm the umpire there, referee, and looking at them and laughing, you see. That those guys are there. Because my first Hajj also, and you know, it's like a funny scene, like a comedy going on. So that stupid camel, what else can I say also, you know? I think I'm laughing at him. He left both of them and started chasing me. You understood? And what the kick it gave me, I went full air in the air like this and landed it. Allah shukr, Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. Nothing broke. And therefore, when I see camels nowadays, I just walk away. One kick in my life is enough, you know. So this type of things. This was 75 in Mina. I can still recall it, you know. And there was an ajib hajj that was Allah kabul for mine. Allah make it easy. So anyway, lot of things. Every hajj you go is a different experience, you must remember. That something happens here, something happens there. So, and you think of it, you start laughing. But that time, you wonder, you know, it's just Allah's help and so forth. So the question I'm asking, how will you know? You have to look at the teeth. You understand? So these Bedouins, they open the mouth, they say, shoof, 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 you understand? Shoof, shoof, shoof means they see, and all that, you see? So then we just make, we don't know how it works properly, but then that is 5 years. Cow, and then the whole cow family, your cow, your ox, your bull, whatever, so all that will be 2 years and more. You got it? So, and then your goat, sheep, and all that must be 1 year old and above like that. So you must remember, so that is... Then with that, another big masla comes, especially South Africa and all that, you understood? The masla of the tail, you understood? So now that our farmers here in South Africa, whether it happens other parts of the world, I don't know. But South Africa, the masala of the zanab, you see that? Zanab is the tail of the animal. So yeah, this bura, they cut it, you see that. So it's not a aib, it's not a defect according to them. They say we're doing this for health reasons. But now among our ulama, they say no, that this is not right, because it means that we are slaughtering an animal that got the aib, Islamically. You understand? So they make their own definition, but Islamically. So best is to come out of all this ikhtilaf. We say, if you can't find animal that got long, long tail, then rather just slaughter an animal that you get a badil, a substitute. You take a cow or you take a bull or whatever, you and take, make 7 shares there or something like that. Or you go look for goats or something, you'll understand. So whatever it is, if the sheep is not available, then you take the goat. If the goat is a sheep, if that is not available, they both are mixed up and all that, so meaning it's not proper, so then go for the cow and those type of things. Yeah. So that is the fatwa we will give. But our Maw Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, this I'm just mentioning, I shouldn't agree with him on that, but Mawla certain places is to think out the maslas, you know. One day from Australia, the question came of kangaroo. That fatwa must be lying there in the library. When I looked at that fatwa of Mawlana, I said, Mawlana is a great faqih, you know. How he wrote that fatwa, beautiful, you know. And how he worked it out and so forth. Is that a masla every day, a kangaroo masla you're going to find? So this type of things there. You know? And that person made ishkal also. What about this? What about this? But he answered very well, you know. So very good fatwa. He was in charge of the Jamiat Ulama Natal. Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal nowadays. So that from 55 right till about 70, you can say. Of the Darul Ifta and all that. Then other muftis came and the whole Natal fatwas he used to run, you understand, and write and all that. So if you, there is a pity, you know, that our Darul Newcastle, they don't have all the collections of Maulana's fatwas, you understood? So this type of things there. Otherwise, that's a great, great collection, you remember, that of Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah's fatwa and so forth. So he used to say, Nesh, maybe gunjaish here, like, you know, so that, because he say when the fuqaha spoke about the tail, then they took it as an aib, but nowadays that's not considered as an aib and all that. Anyway, we don't pass the fatwa on that. That is, okay, we're finishing up now. We'll continue with Qurbani, and that's so many weeks still left, inshallah. So many other discussions. Those of you esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba who have to get your decoder, radio, reset, retuned, or whatever you want to call it. So if you're in the Durban area, contact my brother Dawood Monley and 063-403-2743. And if you are here by us, Johannesburg, Lanesia area and surroundings, contact brother Junaid Khan 084-304-0795 there's another number also I have of his, you can use that also, of Junaid Mota, 067-639-0726. This is of Junaid Mota. That's 067-639-0726. So remember that all these numbers will be going on the website and so forth, and in that way you can see that. And still you don't know what to do, then you contact our Suleiman Mota here, Suleiman Isop. So his number is 062-380-1930. 062-380-1930. And for Qurbani, so either you send it there to Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. We sent out the pamphlet now, and mashallah to all the groups and all that. And inshallah, that, or you send it here to Jalalabad, small Jalalabad, the dear Maulana Farhan Patel, 074-820-8104. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you and make dua for all of us. We also sinners, make dua for Gaza, make dua for Rafah. Allah Jalla Wala grant them spectacular victory and dismantle and destroy the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.